gathering all my chaos here. Erica, are you there?
I am here, Jeff. Good evening.
You're always there. You're always there.
I try to be.
Yeah. Okay. It's Jeff and Erica back for our second of three visits each week, trying to help all of you make sense of what has been done to a hell of a lot of people on this planet. Maybe 4+ billion, and they're still giving these injections and calling them vaccines. They have absolutely nothing to do with vaccinating anyone except to vaccinate them for an earlier death than they would have otherwise enjoyed. We're going to talk about a number of things in this hour, and Sukrit Bhakti has a new video out. I've got about 5 minutes to play of that. We're going to talk about personality changes, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD, NVCJD, VCJD, and all the rest of them, prion diseases, okay? So you've got two things with the mind, the brain, that you need to worry about. Prions, prion diseases, TSEs, transmissible spongiform encephalopathies, or amyloid deposit diseases of the brain. Both have the same outcome. You die. Amyloid is linked to Alzheimer's, ALS, and other diseases. So there are two ways to rather quickly kill the brain. Now, I just read a report a moment ago about the average time it takes to diagnose a case of CJD. It's about 4 months. So just hold that in the back of your mind. We'll get back to that in a few minutes, because what's happening now is very alarming. 4 months has turned into a week or two. So there we go. Now, for those of you, to be a little bit slightly repetitious, who are waiting for the Novavax dose, the so-called Novavax vaccine dose, to become available in the U.S., don't hold your breath. It may not. It is available in Canada and I believe Western Europe and maybe Australia, but not here and not yet. And I think you'll find that is probably a very good news story. We don't want it. We don't need it. It's not a winner. In fact, it's a loser. We're getting more and more reports about people who are suffering injury from the Novavax, even though it's just begun to be rolled out. And we've got some things we're going to read about that for you in just a minute. But what's your latest on Novavax?
Still seeing reports of people having, I guess you would call them really inflammatory reactions that are similar to the ones that we've seen with the J&J, AstraZeneca, Moderna, and Pfizer, even though this is just the spike protein. We have to think that the spike protein is, after it's injected, going systemic and having an effect on these various organs. There's been cases of myocarditis reported in people who have received this vaccine, and other reports of numbness and tingling, neurological symptoms, certainly headaches.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the one thing we're holding out on that's still a question mark is whether or not these people are clotting inappropriately.
We don't know yet.
But they're certainly reporting subjective symptoms of that nature.
Now, that's very important, because the spike protein causes, for openers, microclots to begin forming immediately and around the clock, non-stop. Larger clots, yes. Micro, absolutely. We haven't gotten that data yet from Novavax use, but as you heard Erica say, Novavax is comprised of not mRNA, not the adenovirus. Those two vectors are gone. Novavax is 100% the deadliest, most evil toxin mankind has ever created. The spike protein, as it is configured synthetically for the so-called vaccines and being used in the Novavax injection. You don't want as much as one spike protein in your body. Zero. And this vax is loaded with them. How loaded is it? Well, Erica did some research, and she's estimating now that one dose of Novavax. Go ahead. Your call.
Okay, so one injection contains 5 micrograms of the actual protein, which when you figure out what a spike weighs, do the math, it comes out to approximately 3.8 trillion spike proteins. And that's together with the adjuvant known as Matrix M, which is still fairly experimental. And this will dramatically potentiate, like by a factor of 10, your body's immune response to the spike protein. Is that something you want?
Remember what Dr. Chetty said, which we spoke about on Monday. The most deadly toxin or poison that mankind has ever created. So, do you get it? Of course you do. We're preaching to the choir here. You people get it. You know this is genocide in a needle, period. And now they've come out with a safer version because it was grown in moth cells and it does have an adjuvant in it, but it is 100% spike protein otherwise. 3.8 trillion. Let's just call it 4 trillion, just to round it off. How many cells in your body?
About 37 trillion.
37 trillion. So you're going to pump in there 4 trillion to 10%, just to round it off. Spike proteins into your body with Novavax.
Biologically active, highly toxic, prion-generating proteins.
And a good time was had by all, huh? Okay. Now,
this is insanity.
It's genocide. This is not a vaccine. And the Pfizer and Moderna, using the mRNA as a vector, J&J and AstraZeneca, using the adenovirus as a vector, are putting spike proteins in your body as well. Now, let's go back just a little bit. If you're talking about the Pfizer, and I read this, that there were, I'm going to stay conservative, there were 40 trillion mRNA packets in one injection of the Pfizer death weapon. Oh, excuse me, the vaccine. 40 trillion. And your body has only 37 trillion cells. Do they want to make sure that they've got a pretty damn good chance of infesting all of your body's cells? Yep. You got 37, they give you 40. Each of those 40 trillion packets is capable of producing at minimum 100 spike proteins. 100 spike proteins times 40 trillion. Do the math if your calculator will go that high.
That's
think about it.
Total body saturation.
Now, if I've got the numbers wrong, I will mea culpa and apologize. But these are the numbers I've read. These are the best numbers I can come up with for the mRNA vectored shots. Look, the bottom line is no more needles, okay? You don't need a needle stuck in you for anything unless you've got an emergency blood draw or whatever. You've been in a car crash and they have to give you morphine, whatever. But you don't want to elect to have needles in your body anymore. You don't need it. So, okay, for you people who are waiting for the Novavax, and there are a lot of them out there, all around the world.
Oh, yeah, they've been holding out.
Oh, yes, we're going to be safe. So we've got a whole lot of things we can read about already people having negative reactions. Now, you got your list in front of you there of all those links?
Yes.
There are
reported. This is most widely distributed, to my knowledge, right now in Australia. I think Canada is still having some trouble getting a fair amount of this stuff for distribution. I'm not sure. Somebody said Germany, maybe Austria. The funny thing is, people are actually trying to find ways to get into these countries so that they can have the Novavax because it's not available in their own country.
An alleged vaccine for an alleged virus that actually has a 99.99975% chance of 100% recovery and survival with no treatment whatsoever. This makes no sense. There is no justification for getting vaxxed for something with a 99.9% chance of full 100% recovery. Okay?
No, not with this. These are still completely experimental. The fact that this is not a gene transfection platform doesn't make it any safer. You're still injecting yourself with it with a biologically active, very toxic, potentially lethal protein.
Spike protein.
With an adjuvant that is still poorly understood.
Now, how can that... See, that's another kicker. An adjuvant that is supposed to get your immune system to react better. But we don't even know how that performs in the body. What damages that might do. So, no. No. No as in N-O. Novavax. No. Novavax. No. No. No more.
One report I read today had to do, they were comparing the various vaccines that are currently available, and the Novavax, I guess, was pretty good at generating an antibody response, and there's way, I mean, it's an assumption that to think that the antibodies are the correlate of protection with a coronavirus, and all of the animal studies that were done have been done have proven that, no, the antibodies do not provide protection. They actually make a future infection worse. So the immune system is fairly complicated, and they have yet to figure out what the correlate of protection is for coronaviruses, which is why they've never had a successful vaccine for one. And if they're telling you that this is safe and effective now, they're lying.
They're lying,
but anyway,
and they're killing people willfully.
They are, yes. But they compared the ones that are currently available now, the mRNA, the adenoviral vector vaccines, and then this Novavax, which is considered a protein subunit vaccine. And they all generated a good amount of antibodies. But interestingly, the Novavax produced a decline in CD8 cells. They were either very low or not even detectable following the vaccination. And that should alarm you, because the CD8 cells, those are your killer T cells, and if you don't have those, you are very susceptible to infection.
Any
so why
kind of infection.
Is the Novavax destroying or suppressing T cell production or CD8 cell?
Designed to do it.
You got to wonder.
No, you don't wonder. You know. We just told you. They're trying to kill you. Simple.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish that more of these media doctors, and some of them are starting to come around in the sense that they're becoming more vocal about this, as we have always been, telling you straight away, these are death shots, they're bioweapons. They have nothing whatsoever to do with vaccinating you, protecting you. They're killing you. And when your immune system dies and you have full-blown AIDS, you're going to find out what disease is all about. And we're getting reports now of CJD, which is mad cow prion disease, within 1 week of injection. This is astounding. All right. Let's go and look at some of these Australian things, if you'd like, young lady, and we'll roll through those and see if we can read a bunch of these. These are people, for those of you out there who are listening, and there are a lot of people listening, who are waiting for the Novavax. Here are some of the reports we're getting. Go ahead with the first one, if you'd like. Australia.
Okay, so these reports started rolling in early February. It looks like March. I've got the date wrong here. So beginning of March.
That's this month. Okay.
Yeah, so I believe this thing was approved. I think it's approved in 38 countries right now. And it was probably the beginning of February, or middle of February, it was approved and is now being distributed. All right, so some of the adverse events are adnexia, uteri pain, arthralgia, joint pain, burning sensations, chest pain, decreased appetite, fatigue, headache, influenza-like illness, paresthesia, this numbness or tingling in the nerves, and pyrexia, fever. Another one, age 33, male, deafness, dizziness, headache, hyperhidrosis, which is a sweating, uncontrolled sweating, neck pain, taste disorder, blurry vision. Next one, female, doesn't say her age, pruritus.
What is pruritus? P-R-U-R-I-T-I-U-S. Pruritus, maybe?
Pruritus, a rash.
Okay. All right. That's not a biggie, but give her time. Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
Again, arthritis, fatigue,
53-year-old female. Yeah, go ahead.
Yep. Paresthesia, which is numbness and tingling, pyrexia, fever, somnolence. Let's see. And the next one, a female, doesn't say her age, essential tremor, muscle twitching, and again, paresthesia. So you're seeing a lot of this numbness and tingling, which would suggest, you know, some neurological issues. Again,
sure,
you know, the spike protein or the coronavirus is known to be neurotropic, meaning it can infect nerve cells if they have access to it. So this is
not
surprising.
That. Listen to our last program. We covered that in some detail, but we're going over it because it just gets worse. The more we look, the wider the panorama of catastrophe that this spike protein will and is inflicting upon an otherwise, at one point, healthy human life form. Just terrible.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so moving on. This is a female, 48. Burning sensation, chest discomfort, chest pain, dyspnea, that's trouble breathing, fatigue, head discomfort, hypoesthesia, which would be numbness, musculoskeletal chest pain, nausea, pain in the extremities, paresthesia, tinnitus, female in 41, a burning sensation, dizziness. And so we have approximately, as of this writing or this report, about 145, you know, similar of all of these, you know,
right,
bad enough to warrant a report. So it's
right,
going
here's
remarkably well in Australia.
Here's a bunch more in Australia. Now, these are all females, okay? I'm not going to hit every single one, every single complaint. I'm just going to touch through these. Age 30, Novavax, dizziness, headache, injection, site pain, nausea, peripheral swelling, vertigo. 45-year-old female, paresthesia. 44-year-old, diarrhea, nausea, pain, swelling. 29-year-old female, burning sensation. 43, dizziness, feeling of body temperature change, headache, lymphadenopathy, malaise. I have malaise myself once in a while. Rash, sensitive skin. 23-year-old female, dysgeusia. D-Y-S-G-E-U,
yeah,
dysgeusia?
Yep. It's a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah,
foul
I have
taste.
That too. Yes, especially when I have too much Tabasco. Neck pain, paresthesia, throat tightness. Okay, so there's another group for you from Australia. Go ahead with the next one. Let's just skip through these real quick.
Okay. Burning sensation. This is another female, 43. Burning sensation, chest discomfort, chest pain, confusional state, fatigue, frequent bowel movements, head discomfort, headache, nausea, neuralgia, palpitations, polyuria, that's a new one on me, and pruritus.
Which one did you just read, number two?
Number three.
Number three, okay. All right, number two, let me jump back to, oh hell, let's just jump to number four. 42-year-old female. Let me get my magnifying glass out so I can read. Abdominal pain.
I just want to mention that previous vaccines that have been on the market, it has been established that the females are approximately four times more likely to suffer an adverse event than a male having gotten the vaccine.
Gotcha. All right, I'm just going to run through these, not all of them even. 42-year-old female, abdominal pain, agitation, fatigue, hot flush, loss of personal independence in daily activities. Not sure what that means, but it's not something pleasant. Malaise, nausea, pain in extremities, etc., sleep disorder, tension, headache. 35 female, chest pain, pulmonary embolism. That's a big one. 61-year-old female, concomitant disease, aggravated. So something else was going on and it got worse. 81-year-old female, pain, paresthesia, 43, anaphylactic reaction. 83-year-old female, a whole list of things, dizziness to nausea. 32-year-old female, chest pain, costochondritis, that's a pain at the end of your rib, especially your floating ribs, your ribs hurt.
Trouble breathing.
Okay. So go ahead and take one more, then we're going to jump down to the next group. Those are CJDs, so we won't. Just go to number five and pick a few.
I'm going to jump to one of the ones that came in through social media.
Go ahead.
Make it a little more personal. Okay, hi there. I'm new here, and my partner is going through the Novavax vaccination program. He had his first jab 10 days ago, and he is now violently ill with chills and vomiting. I'm not putting it down to Novavax automatically, but I'm just wondering if anyone else here had similar side effects throughout the process. Worried girlfriend here. And then someone says, one answer is, I'm not sure what this means. I'm in J plus 14, and I've had fever, pain, sore throat for 2 days. In short, I'm dying sick, and I had to do a COVID test, suspected flu as well. I'm waiting on results.
Wow. Okay, we'll stop here. That's enough from Australia. That's just a little survey of what Novavax is doing to its willing recipients.
And now, here's one thing also to think about. I mean, this vaccine is formatted with or on the original spike protein that was part of the original strain from Wuhan. In other words, you're generating, or they're giving you spikes from a virus that no longer exists, essentially. Do you want to be making antibodies for a virus that no longer exists? Is that helpful?
And please don't forget that the spike proteins have in them epitopes. Explain epitope again. They're little strings of peptides that mimic and look almost identical to similar in your own body. And so your immune system will target those epitopes in the spike, but they'll also target the same thing in your body. And if the epitope, for example, one of them in the spike is identical to one or nearly identical to one in a female ovary or both, your immune system will go after all of them. You get it? Your immune system will literally tear your body apart.
This is the flip side of, I would say this is the binary nature of this bioweapon. Number one, the protein itself, the spike protein, is toxic. It's biologically active and can do damage just from that. But then the antibodies that you generate against it have extensive cross-reactivity with proteins in your own body. Extensive.
Okay,
so
don't remember
the... So you make antibodies to the spike, you make antibodies against potentially many self-proteins.
In your major organs, in your brain, anywhere. They've got 29... Go ahead.
The big one that they detected determined in the spike protein was a protein called NFP, neurofilament protein, which is, you know, present in your nerve tissues throughout your body.
No wonder we're having
so many neurological reactions.
No, it loves nerves. It's like the herpes virus. It loves to live in nerves.
And the other one is the M2 mitochondrial protein, but it has mostly to do with the liver. When you generate antibodies against M2, you're actually inducing autoimmune hepatitis. And then the third was the TPO, the thyroid peroxidase enzyme.
Okay,
protein.
Novavax fans out there.
No wonder we have people with their hair falling out.
Correct.
Low energy. I mean, that's potentially your thyroid suffering from autoimmune issues.
So Novavax, look, I'm not going to say Novavax is worse than the others. They're all deadly.
Yeah.
Because they're full of spike, either in the injection or, in the case of Pfizer Moderna, the mRNA packet goes into your body, goes into a cell, and orders your cell to begin to make these hideous spike proteins. That with Novavax, you don't have to wait for that, because that's all the damn injection is. It's all spike protein. Okay, that's how insane this is. It's beyond belief. All right, let's move on to... CJD, and I've got 4 minutes of the brilliant doctor, Dr. Sukrit Bhakti, talking. We're going to talk about nerve cells, neurological issues, changes in personality. A lot of people, I've heard this many times. Geez, since Mom got the shot, she's not the same. Okay, here's Dr. Bhakti. 4 minutes. Let's see what he says.
The brain is especially fascinating because the brain is full of small blood vessels going through the whole brain, keeping your brain cells alive, gray cells, white cells. And the tiniest disturbance can lead to death of nerve cells. And the death of nerve cells, depending on where these cells are, can produce anything you want to think of. Of course, the whole thing may just start with a headache, splitting headaches, which are the typical symptoms that about 50% of everyone getting the second shot complains of. But it's only headaches are already the first sign that clots are forming in the brain. But, you know, if you're unlucky, you start to get palsies, nerves are falling away. The eyes start becoming unseeing. The ears don't hear anymore. People start getting paralysis. Where that happens, no one knows. But there are other things that are going on. Dear colleagues, many people tell me that they are seeing psychological changes in people. The whole personality changes. Now, you know, we have our brain with the limbic system that is you. It's your person. You have been, this is the human being, God-given, if there is a God. I'm a Buddhist, you see. But I believe in nature and that we are all individuals. Each has developed during his lifetime to become what he is now. And this is all the, your whole personality, everything that is human is here. It starts there, it ends there. Your memory. So people are getting Alzheimer. Some people are developing symptoms that are horribly similar to mad cow disease. You know, I don't want to go into this. I'm just telling you that the vision is so horrible, so horrible.
And indeed it is. Let me go back, see if I can catch this one little statement. The whole personality changes.
Many people tell me that they are seeing psychological changes in people. The whole personality changes.
Got it? Okay. That's another man, a brilliant doctor scientist, telling you straight away that you get these shots, these bioweapon injections, be prepared for anything you can possibly imagine and many things you can't imagine to happen in your body, such as the loss of your whole damn personality. Do you see what's been done to the world? The planning, the diabolical, satanic, demonic planning that went into this psyop? Dude. Erica?
Yeah, the fact that it's continuing is just mind-boggling.
CJD, understand, VCJD, NVCJD, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD, synonymous absolutely with mad cow disease. Transmissible, transmissible, transmissible spongiform encephalopathy. Your brain turns into a sponge because of the holes in it. There's another problem, and that's called amyloid plaque deposits in the brain, which can lead to Alzheimer's, ALS. Go ahead, tell us more.
Oh, Lewy body dementia, which is really a form of Parkinson's. You don't want misfolded proteins anywhere in the body, but particularly the brain. But this protein is particularly adept at causing that to happen.
It's one of its primary missions, and we went through all the missions, we went through seven or eight of them on Monday in Monday's program, so please listen to that as well. This is a second installment on that very thing. Mega movie star Bruce Willis is finished as an actor. They're saying he's stepping away from acting. No, he's finished with acting. He's been diagnosed with I think it's pretty clever. They're calling it aphasia, A-P-H, aphasia. I will bet, has had several injections. I don't know, Moderna, Pfizer, who knows? And this is the beginning of the end of Bruce Willis's ability to mentally function correctly. He's gone from the movies. His fans will always have his movies to look at. Aphasia. So I think it's a clever quasi-diagnosis of what he's got. I would suspect this is definitely related to the kill shot. I'm guessing.
Yeah, if not from, you know, he's probably having strokes. You know, TIAs, transient ischemic attacks. these micro clots, and maybe they've accumulated to a point where he no longer can speak. Or maybe he has amyloid deposits in the area of the brain that's responsible for speech.
Here are the symptoms of CJD for you. You can look it up. Number one symptom, personality changes. Number two, memory loss. Number three, impaired thinking. Blurred vision or blindness. Insomnia. Incoordination. Difficulty speaking. Difficulty swallowing. Those are CJD prion symptoms. Now, the real problem is we suspect that prions are transmissible. This is the name of them, transmissible spongiform encephalopathies, person to person. So you want to keep that in mind when you're out and about. And I will restate my belief that, oh, the mask mandates were lifted and they're encouraging everybody to mix and mingle, the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. You have nothing to worry about. Oh, no, I think you have everything to worry about. And I regret having to say it, but the vaxxed should stay away from the unvaxxed and vice versa. Go ahead.
So, you know, you don't need the actual prion in this case. I mean, some forms of prion disease or spongiform encephalopathy can arise within the person spontaneously. And that seems to be what we're talking about here. All you need is the spike protein because of its prion binding sites on it to cause your own proteins to misfold. And if that happens to be in a nerve cell, that's bad news. Particularly, you know, if you have a genetic predisposition, to it, but it, you know, I don't know that it matters. I mean, this thing is so toxic. And once that process starts, once the first protein misfolds because it came into contact with this spike protein, then the chain reaction begins. So that's why they call it an infectious protein. It's not the protein itself that's replicating. It has a kind of a catalyst effect in causing proteins to misfold sequentially, just one right after the other, and until you reach a critical mass and you've lost a good portion of your brain function.
That's what happened. I don't buy the convenient, sad diagnosis of aphasia with Bruce Willis. I think there's much more involved. And I would certainly wish him well. One thing I was told is that we're going to have to get used to people dying. A lot of people die, loved ones dying. Family members dying. Family members gruesomely riddled with cancer in a matter of weeks. Family members gruesomely diagnosed with CJD in a week or less. Dr. Luc Montagnier, there was some talk, a couple months before he conveniently died, that he was going into a different area of research. He was looking into the idea of CJD somehow being connected to the COVID-19 vaccination injections. And what he found in his work, and this was a pre-paper.
It's not preprint.
Published.
Yeah.
Preprint. It's not published yet. And it would suggest to me that somebody didn't want him looking into this area, because what he found was 16 cases of CJD prion disease diagnosed just a few days after a COVID-19 bioweapon injection. diagnosable prion disease, mad cow, BSE, TSE, CJD, diagnosed just a few days after a COVID-19 vaccination. Now, that could have gotten Dr. Montagnier killed. I'm not saying it did. I'm saying that's a very big discovery and development that certain people who are in this for the damn money and power don't want out there.
Yeah.
This is a big deal. Now, my link to this paper is still 404, so I can't, I don't know if it's, I'm going to check it in guests. Go ahead, Erica.
Well, we had that paper before the vaccines were rolled out, written by Bart Klassen, and he did the computer modeling on the spike protein and said, you know, this is crazy. There's at least two prion binding sites on the spike protein that we're going to be injecting into people, have them manufacturing this toxic protein that could possibly generate prions. Does that make sense? And of course, he was fact-checked and dismissed and made to go away or silenced. But now here we have the proof.
Look under, in guests, look under our third position there, the second text under there, 16 cases of CJD declared just after a few days of the COVID-19 vaccine. That's not 404, that works. So you can see it. This is the preprint. Toward the emergence of a new form of the neurodegenerative Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, :16 cases of CJD declared a few days after a COVID-19 vaccine, in quotes, jab. This is really horrific.
Yeah, and it does match up with what I've discerned from the, one of the Creutzfeldt-Jakob support groups online, that there's been a number of people coming into the group reporting that their loved ones have died rather suddenly and unexpectedly shortly after getting one of these vaccines. I mean, rapid onset, out of the clear blue. And many describe their former loved ones as being very healthy, active, no indications of anything wrong with them.
Perfectly healthy, strong, vibrant, life full of, we'll call it normalcy. 100% fine, functional people. And all of a sudden, just had their legs cut off from under them, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got these cancers, by the way, are just going berserk because the bodies that they're in have no more immune function. Their immune systems are essentially gone, destroyed, not just held in abeyance or put up on the shelf. They're gone. They have AIDS. They may even have worse AIDS than the original HIV AIDS of the 70s and 80s that everyone was hung up on and very concerned about, appropriately so. This is going to get a lot worse.
It's looking like there's multiple components of the immune system that are being handicapped, crippled, taken offline, that in my estimation, it's worse than HIV. I mean, at least with HIV, it was primarily you're just compromised in one area, the CD4 cells, the helper T cells, which, you know, you can, I guess, limp along and rely on some compensatory mechanisms in the body to get by and not succumb to illness very often. But, you know, as the CD4 cells become totally depleted and other things begin to happen, that's when you fail. But with this vaccine, it's dysregulated or deranged so many pathways involved in immune functioning that this is not good.
The spike protein, again, is so diabolically diverse in its attack on a living organism that it leaves you speechless if you really study it. The cross-reactivities, just amazing. Whoever put this together did a masterful job at guaranteeing that people are not going to survive it. And the question is, for those of you out there who are unvaxxed, who have to work around vaxxed people, how much exposure is too much? We don't know. We suggest that any exposure is too much. But there may be certain levels through which you can survive if your immune system is healthy and you can knock down these spike proteins. But let's just do a hypothetical thing. One spike protein gets transferred into your body. You inhale it. It goes into your bloodstream. It gets into your brain. And it starts the cascade of protein misfolding. That's a real possibility. I won't say probability, but it's a possibility. And that's just one spike protein. I hope that's clear for everyone. And we really have to make decisions here. People say, well, what can we do? And honestly, the best thing we can suggest is that you stay away from the vaxxed as much as you can. And that may sound like easy to say. It's not, because we realize fully how many families have been fractured and shattered. Some are vaxxed, some are not. And do you want to see, you know, Uncle June again, or Aunt Joe, or Cousin Sally? Can you see them again? If they're vaxxed, you're running a risk of picking up spike. And I think
we do know that it does shed in the form of exosomes. And those exosomes have been shown, when injected into mice, the mice will create antibodies against spike. So they're there.
Say that again, please. That's important.
Okay, so it's been shown, the study has been done, that when they extracted exosomes, they isolated them, purified them, and then injected them from vaxxed people who have had the mRNA injection,
right.
Reintroduced those exosomes into mice, the mice created antibodies against spike protein. So we know exosomes, these were extracted from blood plasma, but exosomes can leave the body in a variety of ways to enter into the environment, not the least of which is breath or exhalations, sweat.
So you shake hands with somebody?
Yep.
I'm sorry, there's a risk there.
I did see a report from, somebody who apparently was particularly sensitive, but they mentioned their kid shaking hands, I guess, with a gym teacher. This was a disabled child, so he didn't have a lot of interaction with a lot of other people. But they narrowed it down to the gym teacher who had the vax. And every time this kid shook hands or interacted with the gym teacher, he got really, really sick. Really sick.
Just that little bit of interaction, one handshake, and you see a result. Cause and effect, each time, over and over. What we're hopeful is that the child's immune system, still functional, was able to overcome these proteins, these bad proteins, the few, relatively speaking, that he picked up in the hand sweat of the gym teacher.
Fortunately, it does appear when people can get away from this, they do get better. But then, the minute they're around them again, once you've been sensitized to this stuff, you just keep having reactions every time you're exposed to it.
Your body's on watch. It's on lookout. It's been noticed.
Yep.
So there we go. Anything we want to add real quick here? We have to say goodnight.
No, that's it. We'll get to some of these more, I guess, personal reports maybe Friday.
Yeah.
On the CJD, what people are reporting in their families.
This is a big, big issue. We have a number of cases we'll read to you on Friday. And hopefully, you won't just throw up your hands and say, well, what can we do? There are things you can do. And social distancing, I hate to use that expression, is one of them to help protect yourself. Hand washing, obviously. Common sense?
Common sense.
They've done this to us. It has been done to all of us. We all are suffering, vaxxed or otherwise, because our society has been shredded with this bioweapon.
Yeah.
But that was the plan all along.
And it's insidious,
Erica,
because the consequences of coming into contact or being exposed to it are not always evident immediately.
No.
So some have a long fuse or a short fuse, but and then of course you don't know what to blame. You just know that you're sick.
You are sick. Indeed, many people just have no idea why. All right. Thank you, Erica. Talk soon.
Okay. My pleasure, Jeff.
Take care.
Have a good evening.
Okay. And to all of you, thanks for being here. We're doing our best in a very unpleasant venue to bring you the best information upon which you can make your decisions. Back with you tomorrow. Take care.